From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Writer Amy Dickinson has found her voice listening to the voices of the women around her. Here she is reading from her new book, The Mighty Queens of Freeville.
I come from a family of women who have a lot to say. In fact, my mother and her three sisters, Lena, Millie, and Jean, have been engaged in a conversation about nothing in particular that started in 1929. Conversational categories include ancestor trivia, politics and you, jellies and preserves, movies, books, and popular culture, humidity, Law and Order, the television show, pets, dead or alive, snow removal, cold and ice, offspring, and curtains.
Amy Dickinson writes the syndicated advice column Ask Amy. She's also an NPR contributor. In her memoir, she traces her practical sensibility back to the central New York town where she grew up and where she's gone back to live, Freeville, New York, population 458.
It's one of those little towns that you drive through and you go, oh boy, who lives here? You know, it's a very ordinary little place, mismatched clapboard houses, pickup trucks, bathtubs on the lawn.
Stores in town?
Well, there was a little diner called Toad's, but Toad's sort of came and went out of business a lot, but we found another diner to go to.
And this would be a weekly event of the women of your family getting together for breakfast?
Right. You know, the women of my family, we see each other virtually every day, and yet we feel the need to get together in a planned schedule. So every Wednesday morning, my mother, my aunts, my sisters, and I gather at the Queen Diner and have breakfast.
And what are those breakfasts like?
They can be pretty noisy. There's a lot of interrupting. Everyone gets separate checks, of course, because, you know, no one will let anyone pick up the check. So the checks are always like $1.10. And, you know, we always have the same waitress. She saves the table for us. And we talk over one another. We talk about what's going on. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds like a very understanding waitress.
Oh, yeah. Judy. God bless.
Do you find that the themes from those conversations, do they filter into your work as an advice columnist? I mean, is there something direct that comes from that table into the newspaper?
Without a doubt. It all goes back to these women in my life, these women that my daughter started calling the Mighty Queens. I grew up around them, surrounded by them. I'm the youngest of a big family full of women. And in my family, you know, I'm the plankton at the end of the food chain, and the advice flows down. And so I'm somebody who I've always received a lot of advice, much of it unsolicited, I have to say. And so I have a healthy respect for advice. I actually listen to and follow advice.
Your mother seems like a fascinating character, and we get glimpses of her in the book. And I think the one image of her that sticks with me is soon after your father has left the family. And she's been a farm wife and mother for many, many years, and she needs to find a job. And she becomes a typist and will come home and describe what she would do when she walked in the door.
Oh, Melissa, my mother would come home from working, and she would walk in and go lie down on her bed in her coat and put her purse sort of on top of her. And it was, you know, just thinking about it, it's the essence of weariness. And she would say to us, you know, I just need 20 minutes, you know, and she would just rest. And then she would get up and start going.
And just too tired to even take her coat off.
Right. The image of her lying there in her coat, still buttoned up, it is the very essence of dog tired.
Well, after you left Freeville to go to college, your mother goes to college, too. She goes to Cornell.
I know. That was amazing. She worked as a typist in the engineering school at Cornell for these deans. And one day, the deans called her in for a meeting, and they said, Jane, we think you should go to college. She went to Cornell as a full-time undergraduate, starting, I think, at age 48. She went through in 4 years, work-study, and then she graduated from Cornell, and then she got her MFA also at Cornell, and then taught there. It's the most amazing story.
Before this, soon after your father has left and she's got this job as a typist, you write of her, she simply prevailed. You say prevailing is underrated.
That's right. There's a lot of prevailing in my family. And, you know, When I think about what's going on right now with the economy, you know, we live in a cynical age, but we really need one another right now. And I think we need to learn how to, or remember how to, just keep going. And that's something the women in my life really excelled at. They just prevailed.
Amy, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Amy Dickinson's memoir is The Mighty Queens of Freeville.